Translation. Lord Brahma informed the demigods, before we submit our petition to the Lord, he was already aware of the distress on the earth. Consequently, for a long time, as the Lord moves on the earth to diminish its burden by his own potency in the form of time, all of you demigods should appear through plenary portions as sons and grandsons in the family of the Yadus, purport by his divine grace, or this, purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Ramadi Mutishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan Nanavatara Makarad Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samamavat Paramam Pumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who is always situated in various incarnations, such as Ram, Nrsimha, and many sub-incarnations as well, but who is the original personality of Godhead, known as Krishna, and who incarnates personally also. In this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the words Puraiva, Pumsharva Drito Dara Jwara. The word Pumsha or Pumsa refers to Krishna, who was already aware of how the whole world was suffering because of the increase of demons. Without reference to the supreme power of the personality of Godhead, demons assert themselves to be independent kings and presidents, and thus they create a disturbance by increasing their military power. When such disturbances are very prominent, Krishna appears. At present also, various demonic states all over the world are increasing their military power in many ways, and the whole situation has become distressful. Therefore, Krishna has appeared by his name in the world. Philosophers, religionists, and people in general must take to this movement very seriously, for man-made plans and devices will not help bring peace on earth. The transcendental sound Hare Krishna is not different from the person Krishna. Nama Chintama Ni Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto Binat Vam Nami Naminoho. There is no difference between the sound Hare Krishna and Krishna the person. Om Ganti Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Svabhadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here the Supreme Lord Vishnu is taking the form of a leader, and he's going to give directions how to mitigate this particular problem. This is the problem which is very prominent all over the material world. There's always battle between demigods and demons, between the divine persons and the non-divine persons. And so this is the quality of a leader, is that he takes responsibility if the subordinates will let him. It's a two-way thing. If the subordinates don't let, then it won't work. just like Jayam Vijay. The Lord even said that he came to the spot immediately. There was some problem with the four Kumaras. And he apologized profusely because these are my subjects. I'm the leader. I'm responsible. So this is the situation, is that, you know, from leadership side and from follower side, there's responsibility. And when both take responsibility, then everything works nicely. Lord Vishnu even said that I'm prepared to lop off my own arm if it'll mitigate the situation. So this is what it means, actually. Human life, it's explained, means a life of responsibility, very serious responsibility. And to the degree we take up that responsibility, we can achieve success in all spheres, and especially if we do that to achieve success in spiritual life. You know, it's not a practice. It's not a practice run. This is the real thing. And so, you know, Krishna's given us plenty of opportunities to get it right. And we have to have the intelligence to keep taking those opportunities. Just like Jayam Vijay, externally they made a big mistake. Obviously there was another reason for it, but Krishna, he wanted to mitigate the situation immediately, as soon as possible. And this is the situation with a devotee who's conditioned in this material world. It sometimes seems that, you know, there's obstacles being placed in our path, but the obstacles are placed there by our own mentality. And when the mentality is changed, then the obstacles disappear. Krishna's just revealing our own faults. What I see there, wait a minute, that's my fault. That's my quality. Like that. So we have to allow our leader to give us, like Prabhupada, he was a good leader. He had good followers, and therefore there was a lot achieved. So coming to this particular... So it's talking about the condition of conditioned souls in this world. Because they're hedonistic, they want to follow their own authority, then there's so many difficulties. And therefore, at the end of the purport, Prabhupada explains how it's very important that we try and rectify the situation and bring these people to the senses. You know, there's different levels of somebody who's in complete ignorance, they won't do anything right. Everything they do will be the wrong way around. It's impossible to understand how, you know, surely they get something right. No, they don't get anything right. if we don't have any knowledge, we'll not get anything right. And so that's a state in the material world. Nobody has any real knowledge. And then the passion means, I've got some idea, and I'm going to try and do the right thing, but I'm too attached. I want something from this. So that's eventually fails after some time. This is like... And then finally, the mode of goodness means that we understand things in its proper perspective. Man mana bhava mad bhakto mam yashi mam namaskaru mami vaishashi satam te prajijane priyosi me. So, you know, we learn how to, you know, always endeavour to serve and please Krishna. So we can do that personally. I'm just wondering what to do now. There's... Maybe I should do that. There's one famous religion, not religionist, but a scholar in religion. And he's analysed religions over the last few hundred years. He's part of his PhD, you know, he's a PhD and he's been practising this. And what he does, he's been analysing why religions fail. And why they succeed. So, are we going to accept his authority? Is it not in Bhagavatam, Prabhu? What do you think? Actually, it is in Bhagavatam. There's a lot in Bhagavatam we don't even see. So, even though he's a materialist, he's done our hard work for us. Are we going to... Okay, well, let's invent the wheel again. Let's go and do all the research. He's a materialist. No. He's got something valuable to offer. He's researched, so now we can use it. Is that acceptable to everybody? Oh, good. So, there's 10 reasons why a spiritual movement can succeed or fail. Why are we saying this? Because here it's talking about position of society and why Lord Vishnu is having to appear again to try and correct things. But he's sending his devotees. His devotees are responsible for correcting the situation. Does everybody agree? Yeah? His devotees are responsible. So I thought, you know, we're a preaching movement, and so we have to understand this science of how to deal with society. Okay, we're under Lord Chaitanya, you know, the holy name is everything, as it says here. Namo Chintamani Krishnas. And we'll go into that later. But, you know, everything's there. Everything's in Lord Chaitanya's instructions. But, you know, applying those instructions needs intelligence. And so we can go through these 10 particular qualities. One is, they call it social credit. Now, these are words that this person used. They're not very easy to... Social credit? It takes some thinking about. Unless we're actually, you know, somebody who's an erudite scholar in English. Social credit, what do you think that means? Have we got any scholars here? English scholars? It's just like... Yeah, go on. They're seen... That's right, yeah. You know, when you have, you know, when you give somebody credit, or when you put credit in the bank, then, you know, it's a pretty nice situation. And then there can be like interaction, you can get a loan, you can do this, you can do that, things go on, you can interact with the bank. Is that right? If you have a deficit in the bank, it's like, forget it. You know, they're not going to lend you anything, they're not going to even want to see you. Only to get paid back, of course. So we have to have credit with society. And if we don't have credit with society, then, you know, we won't get anywhere. Just like the bank won't reciprocate, they won't reciprocate. Anyways, we've got social credit, or we can have social credit. What about the film Avatar? Who's seen the film Avatar? Oh, yeah. Come on. There's more than that. Anyway, it's made by a devotee. So that's a good excuse, isn't it? It's made by a devotee. But he made it in such a way that, you know, although it's not exactly like our understanding of an avatar, you know, a half ape person changing from a human being. So... But no, it's everybody understands now that, wait a minute, there's a possibility of changing bodies. So what's changing the bodies? And so reincarnation becomes more prominent. In Russia, 33% of the population believe in reincarnation. In Europe, 25% believe in reincarnation. So actually, the... Because of that, we have a lot of social credit. But do we capitalize on it? Do you think we capitalize on it? Maybe a book distributor, karma, reincarnation, you know, and some people will even say no to that. But, you know, a book... But, the you know, the media, they're actually spending billions of pounds on knowing what the state of society is, what they will accept and what they won't accept. And there was one... Has anybody heard of the Volkswagen Beetle? You see? Eh? You have? Has anybody heard, listen carefully, has anybody heard of the Volkswagen Beetle? Yes. So, you know, it's like somebody described it as an upside down pram. But, you know, this came out in the Second World War. The Germans, you know, in the war, they brought out this very efficient and economic vehicle. And then it was so, actually, so good that they kept it in production right up to, I think it was the mid-70s or something like that. And then it sort of, they phased it out. I mean, how many years is that? That's like 1, 2, 3, you know, nearly 4 decades. And when they took it out of service, then after some time, they thought, let's bring it back. And so they were thinking, how can we bring this back? You know, when you're advertising, you've really got to hit people in the face and wow, you know. So what's the best way? The things that they're interested in, the things that they can relate to. And so on this advertisement, they had the old Beetle and the new Beetle. They put the up, the old Beetle had come up, and then whoop, the new Beetle had come up. And then they'd say, something good is worth being born again. I mean, it don't make sense to anybody unless they believe in three incarnation, does it? To a devotee, it's natural speech. But to a materialist, if he doesn't know anything about reincarnation, I think, you know, what's this all about? He won't have a clue. And so, you know, even the media are using our social credit to actually preach what they want to sell. Another one, the Matrix. This is about, you know, being bound in a particular situation, controlled. And any more? Audrey Rose, remember that? I remember when I first joined, it was 1980. It was 1982 or 3, 82. And I just started reading The Science of Self-Realization. And, you know, I thought, wow, this is interesting. And I started taking a bit of an interest. And at the same time on the television came this film about Audrey Rose, about reincarnation. And that helped me a lot. So, we, you know, there's subtle ways to preach. Society is being brought up by these things. And, you know, so we can preach in many, many ways. There's a book distribute going out there with the books, or face-to-face preaching. But, you know, people have to come up to the mark where you can get the message across. And this is the, you know, position of the congregation. I was just thinking, you know, it's like, it's the month of Kartik. Okay, everybody makes a big endeavour to do a little bit more. Because, you know, you get, is it 1,000 times more credit? You know, we get more credit for coming on Kartik, don't we? You know, so we need that. And, you know, all the other festivals, Janmashtami, Ram Navami, people will come to the temple. And so at Kartik, people will come for Damodarashtakam prayers. So that's great. It's fantastic. We've got devotees really becoming serious. But when we have a Sankirtan festival, it's at the end of December. And there's nobody comes from the congregation hardly. Is it? I don't think I see anybody from the congregation. You know, they're all, it's about, there's probably a few more than there is here, but they're like from Ireland, Scotland, Wales, north of England, south of England, Soho, and they're all devotees in the temple. It's becoming ridiculous, you know. The amount of people in the temple is going, shh. You know, it's becoming more of a specialized situation. And, you know, the congregation is going, shh. And still, we're putting all the emphasis on those. So there's something we need to change, isn't there? We need to really, you know, I'm embarrassed to actually say this, but I think it really shows the mood. About 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, anyway, don't matter. After the class, the final class before the marathon, it was, you know, a weekend, and me and Sutapra, he arranged it that I could speak about door-to-door Sankirtan. And, you know, a lot of congregation are there. And I had, you know, we had, what do they call him, Rabindra outside with a table and a pile of, you know, application sheets. You know, and I was explaining how it's very simple. We just have to go out with a devotee and do a few books and get into the mood, and you just sign up and we'll tell you what day and what area. And, you know, we get it all worked out. Guess how many came? Zero. Not one person came. So, you know, this is not Lord Chaitanya. This is not Prabhupada's mood, is it? It's not Lord Chaitanya's mood. You know, what are we doing? You know, everybody else is capitalizing on what we should be capitalizing on. You know, because they want to make money, they see things very quickly. So many other religions also. The internet, we do, you know, so much preaching on, you know, getting kitted out to go out there. And the statistics are that, you know, we can do 50% more preaching if we use the internet. Anyway, this is a little about, what they call it, again? Social credit. There's something else I wanted to mention as well. Yeah, there's over 1,000 religions over the last 100 years have come into, or last couple of hundred years have come into existence, and 999 have gone out. But we've got Lord Chaitanya on our side. That won't happen to us, will it? Will it? If Lord Chaitanya says, it won't happen if you spread the holy name and preach. So we have to do it. You know, otherwise we'll just be... I can see in the future what the situation will be, the way things are going, you know. We keep it in the family. And then, you know, the family's getting weaker because of association with the Westerners. And then, you know, it's difficult even to preach to them. They won't become devotees. And then we've got an empty shell like these churches. Just a few diodes in the temple where they're trying to worship the deity. Does that make sense? You know, every generation, they're going to get more and more influenced by this Kali Yuga. So, you know, those who are very strong in Krishna consciousness, their children will also become weak. So we have to give Krishna consciousness to everybody. This is what Prabhupada wanted. He told Brahmananda to preach to the Africans, not just the Indians, didn't he, when he was in Kenya. That's not just the problem, it's a general thing. This is one aspect. Okay, so what else? What's another quality, do you think? Another item? Have we done one so far? You know, another point which will influence whether a movement succeeds or fails. One is, what they call it, when you... Prediction. We shouldn't predict that this is going to happen. You know, when you're preaching, don't tell people in the future this is going to happen, that's going to happen, the other's going to happen. You know, leave that up to the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, the Srimad Bhagavatam's got loads of predictions in there. Some are coming true now, some have come true in the past, and like that. There's so many predictions. So, you know, because what happened, if we start predicting, the Jehovah's Witness took that line at one point, and the world was going to end in 1975. But we're still here. So, you know, it doesn't do the preaching any good, does it? And I know there was in New Brindavan, I think it was in the 70s, they were called to a radio show. You know, that it's all the devotees went there with the instruments and everything. And, you know, they were being interviewed over the air. And there'd been a drought for about 3 or 4 months, not a drop of rain in that area. And towards the end of the conversation, the interviewer said, you guys have got mystic power, haven't you? He says, can you make it rain? And the leader said, yes. And all the devotees went, oh, no. And so he says, come on, get the instruments out. So they, for 1 hour, they had kirtan, and they were chanting. And there weren't a cloud in the sky. And then, you know, after some time, they stopped the kirtan, and then ring, ring. So the interviewer picked the phone up, and it was from the meteorological office. He said, there's big black clouds forming on the horizon. And then about half an hour later, these clouds came over, and it just rained and rained and rained. But, you know, it's a bit risky. So these, you know, don't be so confident that Krishna's going to do what we want him to do all the time. So no predictions. Another one. What's another? I don't think we'll get through all these, but... Yeah? Oh, very good, very good. But not too strict, yeah? You know, if we're too strict, then nobody will actually take up Krishna consciousness. You know, we have to be strict, very strict with ourselves. Yeah, because if we water things down in the movement, you know, we can for preaching outside, we can have some interface. We can, you know, wear different clothes or not preach, you know, the full philosophy to a new person. So many things to, you know, attract people. As long as it brings them to Krishna, we don't become, you know, pulled in the water by the fish. You know, we can catch the fish but not get wet, Prabhupada said. So therefore, a devotee has to be very, very strict with his own sadhana. Religions fail because the core, hardcore of devotees, the clergy, become weak. And then everybody else becomes weak. So those who live in the temple, they have to be very, very strict. It's violence not to be strict. It's violence to themselves, to the other devotees, and to the whole congregation who are depending on them. So strictness that in that respect, but when we're interfacing with the society, medium strictness. Just like if there is actually, if people or devotees who come to Krishna consciousness, if the standard is reasonably strict, they like it. In the beginning, they won't like it so much. It'll be a little bit of an austerity. But that's the whole point, isn't it? There's a little bit of austerity. Otherwise, we don't get purified. And then, because we're getting some taste from that austerity, then we're actually prepared to do more. And we can maintain that by a regulated program. What is it? Acting in the mode of goodness, endeavouring the mode... Determination, that's the word. Determination in the mode of goodness comes from strictness. It comes from strict yoga practice. Getting up, chanting your rounds, this. And then every day becomes fairly easy to actually practice Krishna consciousness. If there's no regulated strictness, then that's when we start thinking, you know, I don't feel so good today. Or we don't generally, Maya doesn't let us think like that. You know, this process doesn't work. I've been practicing. Or the other side is that, I can relax a bit now, you know. I've been practicing for all these years. I've got a lot of credit with in the spiritual bank account. And it works like that. And, you know, that credit works for some time. We sit on that credit, you know, having a good time and not being so strict. Then all of a sudden, you know, the last piece, the last note, woof. So, yeah, strict, medium strictness. Prabhupada said that it's okay to do this schools and colleges preaching, you know, because there we have to be a little bit lenient when preaching, and that's it. He says, but if you are not strict, the whole thing will collapse. So anyway, we've said enough about strictness. I think everybody's got the message. It's 5:30 now, so maybe there's enough subject matter there for some discussion or questions.